So, you have type 1 diabetes, huh? Well, welcome to a daily life of a type 1 diabetic. You should not be worried. It's okay. It's not your fault. It's just hereditary. It's your genetics. It's your genes. You're completely fine. Just make sure you go see a doctor and get the rundown of what they need. And I have my mom here with me, who is a nurse. Can you go ahead and say hi?
Hello.
So for a general background on the biology of this disease is your T cells is destroying your pancreatic beta cells, which is causing little to no insulin. So your insulin is just not there, so your glucose sugars can't be stored.
Correct.
So for a diabetic diet, do you want to go ahead and help me on telling them what they should start eating for a daily life?
Protein-based, mainly. Stay away from simple sugars such as breads and treats. And then monitoring your blood sugars. Like, you can do complex carbohydrates that help with your blood sugar, so you still have carbohydrates, just the simple carbohydrates you want to stay away from.
Thank you. Daily symptoms of unhealthy blood sugar levels: you could be fatigued, you could have frequent urination, you could become frequently thirsty, you could just not be feeling good, you could just be feeling sick, which is not good. It could make your blood toxic if you are too high constantly, and it will hurt your body, especially your brain and your nerves. Just make sure you are constantly monitoring your blood sugar, especially if you're feeling those symptoms. A discussion on the role of sugar monitoring. You
want to
help them out a little bit?
Oh, monitoring your sugars, there's several different ways. You could just poke yourself as needed. There's a lot of advancements in machines that are attached to 24/7 that calculate your insulin, your blood glucose, and then you bolus yourself from the insulin pump. So just tight control of your diabetic and your blood sugars is the key to success.
Type 1 diabetes, comparing to type 2 diabetes, type 1 is like hereditary and completely in your genes, in your genetics. You just can't control it. There's no way to stop that. It's just something you're born with. But type 2 is something you've gained. If you don't exercise, you don't work out, you are constantly overeating simple sugars and overusing your insulin, which makes you insulin resistant. But in type 1 diabetes, you just don't produce insulin. That's just something that happens. Your T cells is breaking down your beta cells, and it's just...
destroys your islets along your hand and your pancreas.
Mm-hmm.
Which is where you get your insulin off your pancreas.
Mm-hmm. Also, with type 1 diabetes, if you're feeling symptoms, you could lose weight of high blood sugar and low blood sugar. You could be losing weight. But type 2 diabetes, you'll gain weight. Recommendations for exercise is just, if you don't have a gym membership, just go run. Just go on a run. Work out your body. Just do squats, do some push-ups.
Just walking 30 minutes after you eat is sufficient as well.
Mm-hmm. You could go see a dietitian. That would be amazing, because you could get their point of view of like what you should eat for your diabetes. Your physician. Just go see your primary care physician. They will help you with your blood sugar monitoring, because they're good at that. And they can help you with stuff like that. What about a ophthalmologist at? What do you think?
Oh, well, yeah, if your blood glucose stays continuously high, you will eventually lose your vision. So it's important to regulate your blood glucose. You could see an ophthalmologist to kind of get a baseline of where your vision is, and then can see them continuously if you need to, if you can't control your sugars. But yeah, it wouldn't be a bad idea to get a baseline on your vision.
Mm-hmm. My dog is being loud. I'm sorry for that. She's a little special. Do you have any friends that are diabetics, Mom?
Not friends, but co-workers.
Can you give them basically a perspective of what they, how they are and stuff?
Well, the type ones that I've had, they've had to come off nights because it just destroys their blood sugars. It's hard for them to maintain their blood sugar. They're brittle, which means they can be either super high, you give them a little insulin, then it bottoms them out. So the importance of sleep in type 1 diabetics is super high.
Anything else you want to add?
No, not really.
So that's basically all you can do for yourself is just make sure you're constantly checking your blood sugar and eating healthy and exercising. Make sure you go see your doctor and help have them help you out. If you want, just especially if your dad has it, just go talk to him about it. He's gonna know everything. He's your dad. I mean, he's probably had it since he was little. Yeah, that's all you can do is just research it and keep up your good monitoring of your blood sugar. Eat healthy and exercise. And that's pretty much it. And it is nothing to worry about. Just be responsible with your blood sugar. Goodbye.